You're listening to SBS News.
An international team of scientists has found a star travelling at more than 6 million kilometres per hour through our galaxy. The discovery was made as part of the Southern Stellar Stream Spectroscopic Survey, led by Dr. Sergei Kopasov from Carnegie Mellon University in the United States, and made up of astronomers from Australia, the United Kingdom, the US, and Chile. Emeritus Professor Gary DaCosta from ANU's Research School of Astronomy and Astrophysics was part of the team. He says the star was located by accident while observing stellar streams, remnants of small galaxies orbiting the Milky Way.
We use an instrument, the Anglo-Australian Telescope, that lets you look at 400 objects at once. And the stellar stream targets didn't always provide 400 targets per field of view. So we put the spare fibres onto other stars that might be of interest. And one of these stars turned out to be the high-velocity star that we've discovered. So it was a completely serendipitous discovery.
Professor Alan Duffy is an astronomer at Swinburne University and lead scientist of the Royal Institution of Australia. He says the speed at which the star is travelling is unprecedented.
Everything moves fast in space. It's just it appears to be so slow because of the enormous distances. But, for example, our sun is moving around the galaxy at a few hundred thousand kilometres per hour, an incredible speed. This star is travelling at over 6 million kilometres per hour. There's nearly 10 times the speed that we are going around. That is an impossibly quick rate.
The team was able to track the star back to the centre of the galaxy and estimate when it was evicted from the black hole's orbit. Professor DaCosta says that proves a long-held theory.
He predicted that if we discovered stars like this one travelling at very high velocities, it would be evidence that there was a black hole in the centre of the galaxy. And so this actually is very nice confirmation of that theory that was first postulated almost 30 years ago.
His ANU colleague, Dr. Thomas Nordlander, was also part of the team that discovered the star. Dr. Nordlander explains how the star was evicted from the centre of the galaxy.
There's an interaction between two stars and the black hole at the galactic centre. And through an exchange of energies and angular momentum, one of them can be kicked out very efficiently. We expect that there are others because the galactic centre is a crowded place. There are lots of stars in there.
The star is currently about 29,000 light years away from Earth, and it's moving so quickly that it will leave the galaxy in about 100 million years. Professor Gary DaCosta says while that seems like a long time, in astronomical terms, it's fairly soon.
If you think of our galaxy, most of the stars are in the galactic plane that we see on the skies, the Milky Way. The sun is in that plane orbiting around the centre of the galaxy. This star is actually moving away from the centre of the galaxy in a downwards direction. It's not heading towards anything in particular, it's just heading out into intergalactic space, which is a very empty place.
Dr. Thomas Nordlander explains what will happen to the star once it eventually leaves the Milky Way.
The star will evolve. It's currently a fairly young star. It's about 100 million years old, perhaps 200 million years old, in comparison to the sun that is 5 billion years old. And the star will continue moving for another billion years before it evolves to become a red giant star, where it will experience strong winds that throw off the outer layers, and it's left as a white dwarf. And a white dwarf lives forever. It will continue for eternity into the void, travelling towards nothing in particular at all.
Professor Alan Duffy says the discovery of this, and hopefully other high-velocity stars, will mean astronomers are able to get a better idea of what our inner galaxy looks like.
This star is moving at such an incredible speed, it essentially is a perfect arrow, and it will be deviated or pulled by the gravity of, say, dark matter that may or may not exist at the very centre of our galaxy in large concentrations. It allows us to get a bit of a handle on the inner structure of our galaxy, even if it's otherwise invisible.
Amy Hall, SBS News.